What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before, this is hour number three. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we get back to computers and science and more phone calls and everything, I'm reading this article that Donna Brazil penned for Politico. And we just posted it to whatreallyhappened.com. You must read this. The scale of the corruption that was going on, and basically what Donna Brazil found was that Hillary had basically come on in with Obama and rescued the DNC, which was hopelessly in debt, and then literally took over control of the DNC, put them on an allowance for basic expenses, and then other than that, used the DNC as another fundraising system to get around the limitations on contributions to a direct campaign. And I'm about a third of the way through the article, and it's just stunning. And apparently this was all being done without the knowledge of the other officials of the Democratic National Committee. Apparently the other offices of the party had no idea what was going on. This was strictly between Hillary and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. All right, let's grab a phone call here. Francis in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, hello, hello to you both, and snack bar as well.
Okay.
Well, go figure. As for the, what, this one gal, I can't even pronounce her last name right now at the moment, so I apologize, is doing the blowing up the lid off the pot, as it were, with
Donna Brazil.
Yep, Donna, bingo. I hope she has a clean bill of health from the last time she went by to see her doctor or whatever. She has no pre-existing health issues or anything of that nature that can be used as a, shall we say, a smokescreen or whatever, ad nauseum. You know, you get the picture. Should something happen, I don't. Regardless of how in the public she is at the moment, it can be claimed that, oh, she had a pre-existing health issue or whatever that cropped up or whatever, regardless of what the her doctor's clean bill of health has to say about it or not. So, just a thought.
Well,
for you.
Or they could fake a car accident like they did with Michael Hastings, and they may have even done the same hijacking thing with this guy in Manhattan. I mean, there's all kinds of ways, you know, when they want you dead, they're going to get there. The question is one of public perception and politics. It's one thing to take out Seth Rich, who nobody had even heard of. In fact, it was by killing him that they called attention to him. But in this case, Donna Brazil is out there. The book is already out. The article's already out. The damage has already been done. And, you know, just killing her out of a sense of revenge, maybe not. As a warning to others not to go public, possible. But the problem is because of her visibility, because of the long line of dead bodies behind the Clintons, doing so would probably cause a lot more problems for Hillary than it would solve. Again, because Brazil's already put the story out there. She's not trying to blackmail him or anything like that. She's just put the story on out there saying, this is what went down. This is how Hillary took control of the Democratic National Committee and how Hillary and the DNC cheated Bernie Sanders out of the primary election. And this, of course, now that we know that this was a little bit of skullduggery, this is going to go back down to that class action lawsuit that was filed on behalf of the Bernie Sanders supporters charging the DNC with fraud. And the DNC was trying to defend it, saying, no, we at the DNC have a right to decide who the candidate is going to be. No, that's not what happened. The officers of the DNC didn't get together and say, we're going to nominate Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton came on in and said, you will make me the nominee, and I will bail you out of your debt problems.
Yeah. Well, what happened with Hastings, to go reflect back on that situation, that was pretty blatant about what occurred with him. As far as the vehicle scenario being commandeered and so forth, and so, you know, ad nauseum, since most vehicles this day and time are computerized. You tell me of one hacker that can't go into that and foul the whole thing up and cause it to do what it did. So,
well, that's the problem. I mean, if you have one of these newer cars and it's got automatic parking, that puts the computer in control of the steering wheel, and that car has any kind of connection to the outside world, like Wi-Fi or LTE or anything. There have been several university IT departments that have demonstrated the cars can be remotely taken over. In fact, there was even one demonstration where somebody was able to hijack a car over the cellular network from like a mile away and get it to do things. And I'm afraid that the computers inside the cars, like the computers inside these Internet of Things objects, have not really been designed with security in mind. Or they have all been backdoored under orders of the National Security Agency, like our routers and our iPhones and our tablets and everything else.
Well, that sounds like a full-intentioned idea to make sure that both avenues are available for such, both in intentional and non-intentional. So basically look at it as it has to do with the computer system. It's designed to be accessed somehow, some way, somewhere by someone, regardless of who it is. So, oh well, have a great one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And, Claire and I, we're at the point we're going to have to find some kind of a newer car. We love our Honda, 18 years old. It's showing its age, and it's still running, but we know it's only a matter of time before it dies. We're not going to get any kind of a car that's got automatic parking, no Wi-Fi, no Bluetooth. We don't need any of that. We'll accept a backup camera and maybe an internal GPS, because if you're using the GPS on your phone while you drive here in Hawaii, it's a $300 ticket, which sort of undermines the whole idea of having GPS. But yeah, I don't want one of these new cars with all these whiz bangs. They're wide open. We literally cannot trust our government around our devices because they've all been compromised. Let's do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So before the station identification, we were talking about this new strain of ransomware that is targeting places in Japan. And it's called MBR-ONI. It's a bootkit ransomware, and it relies on a modified version of a legitimate open-source disk encryption utility called Diskryptor for its encryption routines, the same tool that was abused by the Bad Rabbit ransomware last week. So these cyber criminals aren't even coming up with their own encryption. They're just stealing encryption from other legitimate products and using them. And apparently, security intelligence firm Cyber Reason believes the malware strains are being used as destructive wipers to cover up evidence of larger attacks, targeted attacks against Japanese companies, because the software behaves like ransomware, but there doesn't seem to be much in the way of ransom demands to go with it. I'm getting emails from saying, Donna Brazil just came down with a case of arcanicide. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but we're going to mention it again here. If your website is using WordPress, you need to upgrade immediately to version 4.8.3. And apparently the fix addresses a flaw that can be potentially exploited by hackers to hijack and take over WordPress-powered websites by injecting malicious SQL database commands. Now, they're saying the core installation of WordPress is not affected, but apparently it's just a way they can construct a request going into your server where they can get past and directly access your SQL server. I think at some point somebody is going to have to stand up and say these cyber criminals represent a clear and present danger to the United States, to its IT infrastructure, to its profitability, to its productivity, to its economy. We know that losses to cybercrime are in the billions and billions of dollars every single year. And yes, the government will come down hard on anyone who breaks into the government's computers, and they'll slap around students who are just amateur hackers trying to change their own grades. But nobody's going after the main cyber criminals. We're not even seeing an effort to try and find them, which means either the NSA is incompetent and really can't find these guys, or the NSA are the cyber criminals. And it's not a wild idea, because Kaspersky has come on out saying they think the Hacker Collective Equation Group is the NSA. And maybe all this cybercrime, ransomware, and everything else we're seeing is the virtual equivalent of the civil forfeiture laws. Just another way for a desperately broke, hopelessly in debt government to plunder and pillage the American people, to keep feeding that war machine. Now, there's a new threat out there. Actually, it's not really a threat. It's an annoyance. But apparently, there is a sudden surge of malicious websites and malware and even apps that are hijacking your CPU to mine cryptocurrency. And the only way you're going to know that you might have one of these is that your CPU is sluggish, your battery runs down quickly, your device seems to be a lot warmer than normal. But apparently this rush to mine cryptocurrency, they're out there basically just trying to grab machines and build these huge cryptocurrency mining botnets. And again, it's theft. They're stealing your machine cycles. They're using your property without your permission. Okay, over in Germany, let's talk a little bit about human-caused global warming. Germany leapt on board the green energy bandwagon, if you will, back in the 1990s when everybody was screaming human-caused global warming. The world really was warming. Al Gore came out with his mockumentary, An Inconvenient Truth, and everybody said, we have to go green. And there were a lot of huge subsidies for solar energy plants and windmills. Most of them turned out to be boondoggles. They've never penciled out. And over in Germany, apparently by 2023, the subsidies are running out. The German taxpayers just can't carry these anymore. They're not producing enough electricity to justify the cost. And they're saying by 2023, more than a quarter of Germany's onshore wind farms may be gone. Now, that doesn't mean they'll be physically gone. They'll just sit there corroding away. We have an early wind farm down on the Big Island that hasn't been operational in years, and it's just sitting there corroding. We have a new wind farm up here on the north shore of Oahu. It, too, is not penciling out. A big part of the problem is that the company that made the turbines used in most of these wind farms, those turbines were supposed to last 25 years. And after just a few years, their parts are wearing out. The company that made them has gone out of business. They can't find spare parts for these units. And so some of them are just, they're basically locking the brake, feathering the blades on them, and just letting them sit. It was the fashion. We're going to be fashionable. We're going to be green. We're going to have windmills. We're going to have solar cells. How's it going to work out in the long term? Who cares? We're fashionable and trendy now. We're getting our subsidies now. We're getting our loan guarantees now. We're getting our tax credits now. And the reality is, right now, the world is cooling. And interestingly enough, they're saying, well, you know, the El Nino current, it's finally slowed down and the world is starting to cool again. El Nino is not caused by human activity. It's caused by undersea volcanoes. So we're seeing these swings in climate, all of which track back to natural geothermal and solar sources. All right, let's talk about Madagascar. There is a lot of concern over this outbreak of the Black Death, bubonic plague. And the World Health Organization is in there looking at this, and they're starting to say there's something different about this disease. It's not an exact match for the slate wiper that was in Europe back during the Middle Ages. They're saying there's something different. Its rate of contagion is higher. Its R-naught is higher. And they're saying the outbreak can't be easily explained because apparently it appeared simultaneously in several towns. And this is just the start. Well, when you have a major disease like this that appears in one place, there's your patient zero. Two places, maybe hidden connection. When you have multiple sources all at the same time, you have to raise the question, is somebody starting a covert bio war? Because apparently these other nine nations in the immediate area that have been warned of possible contagion, they're already aware of people who got from Madagascar to those countries. Now, here's an interesting little historical footnote. Since we just finished Halloween, and everybody's talking about cats and black cats and everything. Now, from the 12th century going on, there were two distinct attitudes to cats. For a lot of people, especially farmers, cats were important rodent controllers. And cats would sometimes go beyond merely being a working animal around the farm and be welcome inside the house. That's the origin of cats as pets. Working cats and house cats were always popular. But during the witch hysteria, the church put out that cats were always familiars of the witches. They were in league with the devil. Cats were literally being hunted and killed almost to the point of extermination. And Pope Gregory IX added his voice to the campaign against the evil cat. He wanted to stamp them all out. And it was because of this absence of cats, the rats whose fleas carried the Black Plague were able to run rampant across Europe, killing 25 million people. Sometimes you need to go on back and you need to look at some of the major goofs religion has done through the ages. When the Ice Age started and existing food crops started to go extinct, remember, explorers were bringing back the potato from the New World. And the church forbade people to eat it because it came from inside the ground. It was obviously the fruit of the devil. And you literally wound up with tens of thousands of people starving to death while standing on an abundant food supply. Then there was the response to the plague itself, the flagellants, where they would go from town to town beating themselves bloody with whips and flinging the infected, contaminated blood all over everybody around them. And then, of course, you still have that adherence to the Big Bang theory, even though there is more than ample evidence to suggest that needs to be sent the way of epicycles and the Earth-centered universe. Now, global temperatures continue to cool, but Jerry Brown is out there burning tons of carbon in his climate trip overseas. He's going around talking about global warming. We've got to deal with all of this. And he's in his own little jet there, belching out burning kerosene from the back here. But the reality is that the global warming doubters, critics, such as yours truly, and Donald Trump, have now been vindicated. Even the United Nations has now conceded the Paris Climate Accord was a total waste. The UN Environment admits in its latest emissions shortfall report, even if everybody had signed up for the Paris Accord, even if they'd all met the goal for reduction of CO2, it would only have come to a third of what is claimed to be necessary to stop the world warming by more than 2 degrees Celsius by the end of this century, which is some 80 years away. But the world isn't warming. Remember, Earth's climate is dominated by solar output, which at the moment is at a low, the slowly changing of Earth's orbit, and of course, to a lesser extent, geothermal activity. But the politicians wanted more of your money. They wanted more of your obedience. So they came up with this idea that you humans are a danger to planet Earth. Oh, bad humans, no cookie. You're killing planet Earth with carbon dioxide. They even had the EPA declare carbon dioxide a toxic pollutant, which is ridiculous. Carbon dioxide is an essential component of the cycle of life here on Earth. Let's say that Lord Voldemort shows up, shakes hands with Al Gore, waves his magic wand, and all the carbon dioxide on Earth vanishes immediately. The Earth would die. It was just a grab for money and power. It's a hoax, a gigantic hoax. We're already seeing early snow coming to many parts of the country. And so there's another article over here where the National Weather Service models, even the National Weather Service, which was part of this whole thing, they're predicting a 99% chance this coming winter will start sooner and be harsher than any we have seen for decades. They're saying the amount of snow we can expect will be many more times than we normally get, and already there's a huge storm forming in the Pacific that's going to slam into the Pacific Northwest. This is life-threatening winter. Be prepared. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show and sort of finishing up on this whole climate gate thing. Apparently part of the new tax reform package is the elimination of the electric vehicle subsidy. And obviously, this is something the oil companies are going to want to see happen because they want to bring people back to the warm embrace of internal combustion engines. But I think in the long run, we know that there's only so much oil down there. And yes, I think deep crust microbes are making more of it, that we're not, in fact, pumping dead dinosaurs into our fuel tanks, but we're burning it up a lot faster than those microbes can manufacture it. And the reality is we're having to drill down deeper and deeper to try and reach something that can be brought to the surface. Fracking has not worked out. It's caused more harm than good. And when you reach the point where it takes a barrel's worth of oil's energy to get a barrel of oil to the surface, it's over. Doesn't matter how much more is down there. For economic reasons, it is unreachable. All right, let's take a phone call here. Anthony in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I have, a couple questions. The first one is that this is what I'm still kind of confused on. Why is it that the establishment is still going after Trump so much, considering that he's capitulated on a lot of his promises? Why do you think they're still after him, considering that he's really capitulated to a lot of the deep state and establishment's demands?
I think they're after him because with all of these scandals that are breaking through into the public eye, especially with this latest from Donna Brazile, all these people are looking at jail time. And they committed these frauds, they committed these criminal acts, they engaged in this corruption, bribery, pay for play, in their absolute certain belief that Hillary Clinton was going to steal the White House and they would be safe from investigation and prosecution. And then you had Trump, an outsider, come on in. And they're opposed to Donald Trump, not because of his policies out in public, but because if this investigation really starts to break loose, he's not going to do anything to save any of those people. He's not going to step on in and say, we need to keep this under wrap for the good of the nation. And that's why they're so opposed to him. And there's just a plain, there's also just a lot of vindictiveness and bitterness. You know, how dare you get in our way? The deep state, the narcocracy, has enjoyed an absolute lock on American politics going back at least three decades, if not more, and they felt their grip on the nation slipped, and now they're desperate to basically reassert that they and not the American people are in control of the nation.
Okay, fair enough. The other question, too, is this. Hypothetically, if he were to get impeached, could you see that possibly being a good thing? I know people would say Pence would come in, but would that possibly create enough of a stir to create a revolt to revamp the system? Do you think you see it in that way if that were to happen at all?
I don't think so because, first of all, they don't really have grounds to impeach him. Those few people who filed articles of impeachment, they don't really make a case. And impeachment is a two-step process. The House would have to impeach, then you go to the Senate over removal from the office. That's what happened to Bill Clinton. He was impeached in the House of Representatives, but then the Senate refused to remove him from office. So the idea of getting an impeachment and removal of Trump all the way through both houses of Congress while they're still under the control of the GOP is problematic at best. As far as Mike Pence, I'm not sure how willing he is to go along with the narcocracy. But again, what we keep hearing from Antifa and these liberal academics is the goal is to get both Trump and Pence out of the White House, have the Speaker of the House become president, Hillary Clinton changes parties, and then is anointed vice president, and then something happens to the Speaker of the House, and Hillary becomes president. It sounds like an absolute fantasy, but these people are really desperate.
But that would probably create a revolution at that point, and maybe that's what's really needed to really bring down the system. Something that crazy might need to happen. So it's not good in a way, but there could be a positive of something crazy like that happening, whereby it might, because I think at this point, before anything can really change, there needs to be a real revolt at the bottom for the system to change, unfortunately. So,
well, I cannot support a violent revolution and uprising. I don't think the American people are really ready for it. They don't really understand what it entails. There's one thing that the U.S. government knows how to do. It's kill people. I think we have to just focus on a Soviet Union-style collapse of the federal government, which may be underway even now with all these latest revelations. But again, if Antifa kicks up massive riots this Saturday, it could provoke a violent backlash from regular American people. We'll just have to wait and see. Thank you for the call, Anthony. We'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. So let's talk a little bit about glyphosate. And for those who are a little late coming to the discussion, glyphosate is the name of the chemical that is the heart of the Roundup weed killer by Monsanto. And Monsanto came out with this idea that they were going to have a weed killer that just kills everything. And then they were going to come out with special genetically modified seeds for crops like corn and soy and so forth that would be resistant to glyphosate. So the idea was farmers would buy these GMO seeds, they'd plant them all over their fields, and then they would just abandon all the old pesticides that they used to use, soak their fields with glyphosate, and all would be well. And it really didn't work out that way for a couple of reasons. First of all, the pests, the weeds, are developing a resistance to glyphosate. Apparently, the glyphosate-resistant gene has managed to jump species producing what are called super weeds that can't be killed with Roundup. And so these farmers are having to go back to older forms of weed killers. But they still have to use the glyphosate, and they're stuck with those GMO seeds. Because once you plant your field with these GMO seeds, the pollen will remain there. And you can't plant a natural crop there. It'll be immediately contaminated. Now, complicating this is the fact that glyphosate itself has turned out to be highly toxic. So has the Roundup Ready food. There was a French study that was done a while ago where they took a population of rats and they broke them into four groups. The first group was fed natural corn. The second group was fed natural corn sprayed with Roundup. The third group was fed GMO corn. And the fourth group got GMO corn and sprayed with Roundup. And starting at 4 months, the rats began to exhibit tremendous medical problems, massive tumors, reproductive difficulty, and they kept the rats alive for their entire lifespan. This stands in contrast with Monsanto, which kept their rat population test going for just 3 months and then ended it and said, no problems, it's perfectly safe to use. And Monsanto went to great lengths, including having one of their former executives put on the board of the science journal that published this French study to get it retracted. And then it has since been revalidated and republished elsewhere. They like to play dirty. Finally, then, we had the World Health Organization, which, despite intensive, massive lobbying by Monsanto, declared glyphosate a probable human carcinogen. And the word is they would have said definite human carcinogen, except for all the lobbying by Monsanto. And Monsanto has been trying to make sure that nobody can have GMO labeling in this country. There was that Prop 37 out in California where people want to have a choice. They want to know if what they're eating is coming from Mother Nature or from Monsanto's laboratories. And Monsanto doesn't want you to know that. So Monsanto went to all the corporate media in California and said, if you do not editorialize against GMO labeling, we will pull all of our advertising. And that's a significant amount of money. And corporate media, being corporate media, said, yes, sir. Absolutely, yes, sir. And they came out against Prop 37. And Prop 37 was defeated amid allegations of massive election fraud. They rigged that election just to make sure. But Russia bans GMO, China bans GMO, a lot of countries are banning GMO, and now glyphosate itself is going to be banned across Europe. People do not want to be sold a product that they suspect may be harmful or dangerous. But the attitude of American corporations is, if it's making money, we will make you buy it. You're not allowed a choice. We're creating an agricultural monopoly here. You will be dependent on Monsanto for all food production into the future, just like you're dependent on the U.S. dollar for all global trade and banking, although that latter one is falling apart. But the glyphosate is everywhere. It's not just sprayed on the plants in the field. It's being used as a preservative. They spray it on produce in the supermarket. It's being sprayed, for some reason, on women's sanitary products. No idea why, but they are. And it is becoming ubiquitous in our environment. So apparently there has now been a study of five major brands of orange juice, and they're discovering that these are contaminated with glyphosate. Now, you would think normally that an insecticide sprayed on the outside of the orange, once the orange is peeled, that would be the end of it. But apparently this glyphosate, when it's sprayed on a plant, it gets inside. Which is why if your produce is sprayed with glyphosate, washing it won't do anything. Now, the World Health Organization basically deemed that concentrations of glyphosate between 4 parts per billion and 26 parts per billion was the range in which it was declared a probable human carcinogen. Obviously, at levels above 26 parts per billion, the risk increases, but that was the range that they used. It's basically 750 brands of glyphosate-based herbicides that are out there right now. So there's an organization, Moms Across America, that basically stated their research shows as little as 1/10 of 1 part per billion of glyphosate is capable of destroying beneficial bacteria in the stomach, the bacteria you need to properly digest your food and receive those nutrients. Repeated exposure to glyphosate weakens the immune system, which will lead to a potential of other health problems down the road. But it's making money. So they came on out with these tests. They went on out and they got these five leading brands of, several leading brands of orange juice, and they got two samples of each. They tested them independently, two separate tests, and they came up with five. And they are Tropicana, which tested as 26 parts per billion, the upper end of the World Health Organization's range. Minute Maid, with amounts of 13 parts per billion, at least as sold by Jack in the Box. Stater Brothers house brand orange juice, 4.93% parts per billion. Signature Farms, 6.33 parts per billion. And finally, Kirkland with 5.96 parts per billion. Obviously, Tropicana, that's horrible. So, Monsanto, of course, realizing that the writing is on the wall regarding glyphosate, they're trying to develop new replacement chemicals. Get them out there as fast as they can. We don't do glyphosate anymore. I don't know what you're all screaming about. The problem is glyphosate takes a long time to fade from the environment. Even if Monsanto stops selling it tomorrow, we're going to be dealing with this stuff for years. So basically, Monsanto came out with a new product, a new chemical designed to be applied to crop seeds called Nemastrike. And it's supposed to protect crops from worms. And it's already been given the green light by U.S. environmental regulators. Monsanto has had to pull this out of sales, production, release, because apparently people who are eating the food from these seeds, it's causing rashes. It's causing rashes on people. So let's get back on to fracking. We were talking before about how there's only so much oil down there in the earth. And even though the old idea that it's all fossilized plants and dinosaurs and finite, that has largely gone away. And it's understood that there are deep crust microbes who are basically taking methane, which is in abundance in the deep crust. And as part of the metabolic process, they're producing these longer chain hydrocarbons. The problem is we're burning it up faster than they can reproduce it. And they're drilling deeper and deeper into the Earth's crust, trying to find more oil. That's what led to the Deepwater Horizon disaster. And the experiment with fracking, where we know there's oil in all of this strata, and it's not in a big pool, so we can't put a pipe down there and suck it on out. But we'll just fracture up the rock and suck it out that way. And that was going to be the big shale oil revolution. And it has caused huge amounts of environmental damage. And even worse, it hasn't penciled out. They're not getting the volume of oil and gas they thought they were going to get, probably because so much of it is leaking into the environment. So there's an article out of the Daily Mail where basically the Environmental Protection Agency has been keeping track of methane emissions, but the numbers are based on estimates developed in the 1980s and 1990s and compiled through self-reporting by the industry. And satellite and atmospheric measurements are suggesting the EPA estimates could be underestimating the real-world methane emissions by fracking by as much as a factor of at least two. Now, we've all been seeing these stories about how there have been these strange mass die-offs of fish in lakes and streams and ponds, and it always ends with, well, the water was depleted from oxygen. That's why the fish died, and that's where they leave it. See, here's the problem. We know that the fracking is releasing large amounts of methane gas. It doesn't stay deep down underground. It percolates to the surface. And as it percolates through water, methane will encounter free-floating oxygen. It will then spontaneously decompose down to carbon dioxide, which bubbles up and out of the water, and more water molecules. And a water molecule is a water molecule is a water molecule. And the net result is a body of water with no more free oxygen in it. That's what's depleting the oxygen and causing these mass fish die-offs. We've seen all these documentaries about people who have, these very nice homes they built in these rural areas, and then the fracking comes on in, and the next thing they know, there's gas bubbling out of their water faucets that they're able to set fire to with a lighter. And the fracking companies are coming on in and say, oh, it's just a hoax. It's a fraud. These people are making it up. They're just trying to get money from us. And these people have these homes. They don't want to live there because it's dangerous to live there. They can't sell them. Nobody's going to buy these things. And it shows once again just how fascistic our nation has become, because the interests of the oil companies, the interests of the money, are paramount over the interests of the general population in the eyes of the government. Now, I think fracking is going to come to an end simply because it's not turned out to be profitable. And by the way, there's a movie about this called Promised Land. I think that's still out there on Hulu and Flix, talking about some of the underhanded techniques the oil companies use to get these communities to say, yeah, sure, you can put a fracking well on my property, and we're going to make huge and huge amounts of money, which they never do. And they're never told about the environmental damage, because it's not just the methane that's coming on up. The fracking fluid that is pumped down there to break the rock up, it is highly toxic. It is carcinogenic. In some cases, it's radioactive. We had somebody call into the show who used to be part of the fracking industry, who said that the fracking companies are making deals with other businesses that have toxic waste disposal problems. And they've got these toxic waste pools, and they don't know what to do with them. There's nowhere they can dump them. So they make a deal. They pay the fracking companies, who will take these toxic sludges, mix them with the fracking fluid, and pump it deep down in the ground for disposal, on the theory it's going to stay down there, except that it doesn't. And it's percolating up through the fractured rock, because that's what fracking does. It cracks the rock. It opens up a passageway for the oil and gas to flow through, and along with it, the remains of the fracking fluid. And so it's getting on up into to the surface of the ground. It's getting into the plants. It's getting into the feedstock for the livestock. This is an horrendous environmental disaster, and it's even worse because having pumped it deep down into the ground and allowing it to plume out from there, there's no easy way to go down and clean this mess up. The people who are living on these fracking lands are going to be dealing with this for a long time, and that's not even mentioning the fracking quakes. In areas where there's been a lot of fracking, all of a sudden they're getting quakes where they never used to get them, Oklahoma especially. Prior to fracking, Oklahoma got maybe one small earth tremor every quarter of a century, and now it's a daily occurrence. The quake that damaged the Washington Monument is thought to have been triggered by fracking. And we know that's a reality because many, many years ago, out in California, at 29 Palms, the Marine base there, they decided to get rid of some of their toxic fluid by pumping it into an earthquake fault. We'll just pump it on down there. It'll be safe. Nobody will go down there. And they started this pumping operation, and all of a sudden, they started getting dozens and dozens of small quakes. No big ones, no damage, but enough where everybody said, what the heck is going on? And they stopped the pumping, and the quakes stopped. And if you really think about it, it's easy to understand. If you're sitting in the chair in your hair salon, and the person with the clippers just pumps that little tiny pedal at the bottom, and it lifts you up, it's hydraulic power. Same thing with the lift for your car in the garage. It doesn't take a lot of fluid, and it doesn't take a lot of pressure. It just takes a lot of area along that fault, and you can start pushing that fault apart and reducing the friction. And the fluid is going to act as a lubricant as well. Some very poor thinking went into the decision to allow this to move forward. The kind of reckless, dangerous thinking that you see is typical of fascist economic dictatorships. Now then, apparently there is a new report out on how a common acid reflux drug have been linked to deadly stomach cancer. And apparently this in the journal Gut, proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, which are used to treat acid reflux and stomach ulcers, double the risk of developing gastrointestinal tumors. Again, it's a product that's put out there to make money, causes harm. Well, we'll make more money from you. Now, there's a new class of antibiotics. It's been brought out in this war between antibiotics and pathogens who develop antibiotic resistance, and the new ones are the fluoroquinolone antibiotics, and now it's being discovered they are inflicting irreversible damage So you have young people who are athletic, vibrant. They're now bedridden, housebound. They have trouble remembering simple words. And they've all been damaged by this medication, fluoroquinolone antibiotics. And these are prescribed for routine ailments like urinary tract infections and prostatitis. And apparently the experts are saying it is irreversible. Once you have it, there's no way to undo it. It's permanent. What a reckless system Orthodox medicine has become. Article coming out of Feast and Famine, Blogspot, Moms of Vaccine-Damaged Kids, basically saying you need to look at what's going on here. Why is there an epidemic of peanut anaphylaxis? Because peanut oil used as an adjuvant in vaccines. U.S. children are the most vaccinated in the world and the least healthy. And they point out a reminder, the Amish people do not vaccinate. And they've got healthy kids. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we just reposted that video where a lobbyist for Monsanto was being interviewed and said, Roundup is perfectly safe to drink. And they said, okay, we got a glass. Go for it. And he says, I'm not an idiot. And he just split. You know, but that's, lobbyists are paid to lie. That's their job. You can get the truth about things for free, pretty much. You know, but a good lie pays big bucks in the United States of America. I'm looking here now, this story about Donna Brazile and her book and her revelations, it's already going around the world. It's already in the British press here, and they're talking about all the things that were going on, about how Hillary's campaign was literally siphoning money away from the state Democratic parties during the primaries to just try and keep control of the whole thing. And amazingly, Elizabeth Warren, who campaigned with Hillary Clinton, has come on out saying that she thinks Donna Brazile is telling the truth. So this could be really the beginning of the end. And it vindicates Donald Trump, who said that Hillary was cheating. It vindicates all of us who said Hillary was cheating. And you need to go back and look at all that was going on that year where, Hillary was getting the media questions in advance so she could prep for them, for the debates. She had the teleprompter built into the top of her little podium, the little earpiece, all of that stuff. We kept pointing it out that she's not playing fair. And Hillary's people, oh, you're a kook, you're a tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy wacko. No, we weren't. We've got it from inside the machine itself, how it was hijacked. Hillary Clinton apparently took complete control of the Democratic Party machinery months before she announced her candidacy. So you need to read that. I'm going to buy this book. I'm going to buy Donna Brazile's book. Absolutely, without a question. I want a copy of this one. So it's going wild. Now then, fun thing is, you know I'm a science buff. Scientists have been using muons, these subatomic particles that can just fly through vast amounts of material. They rain down on Earth when cosmic rays slam into the atoms. They set up detectors around the Great Pyramid of Giza to basically X-ray it with the muons, and they've discovered a new hidden chamber that looks like it's basically a copy of the Grand Gallery above the Grand Gallery. Now, they don't know what it is, if it's just there to spread the weight, take the strain off the Grand Gallery, or if, in fact, it's something else. There has long been speculation that the available part of the Great Pyramid may have been a fake-out to discourage tomb robbers, and that the real tomb may still be hidden somewhere inside. But this is amazing that they're able to use this technology to see inside these giant stone objects. Speaking of stone objects, apparently the Stromboli volcano in Italy is kicking up a fuss. Of course, that's part of a much larger field of volcanoes that many people think may, in fact, reveal a super volcano under that part of the world. So now Italy knows what it's like to live near Yellowstone. There's been an earthquake swarm near White Island in New Zealand. They're insisting it's got nothing to do with their volcano. So everybody relax. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here, get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stepmiller. He's got a lot of good things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know. We're seeing the beginnings of the collapse of the narco state. We have to work very, very hard to make it happen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.